Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Jim Cramer here to share with you a sample of my take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting.
I do feel a little more cautious here because I do think that we had this, what I call the super micro blow off yesterday, which I really don't like. I don't like it when you have a stock that opens up big and comes down and follows through with more decline today. So that I know that certain stocks can be forerunners. I don't want that to be a forerunner of NVIDIA.
No, absolutely not, especially ahead of their big GTC event in a couple of weeks. But to your point about what's happening in some of the big mega caps today and in tech, it is a little bit of a rotation happening. Same thing as yesterday. Hard to say broadening out with the index down that much, but we are seeing some good moves in banks,
yes.
Staples, utilities. So it's just all not down. Some healthcare stocks holding in as well that we own.
Don't forget Target. We also saw some retailers, Dollar General, Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
So low to medium size retailers doing quite well. And I think that's important because what this says, it speaks again to the health of the consumer. We know that the consumer's not getting big wage growth, but we do know that the consumer continues to be employed.
And I know at the end of Mad Money yesterday, you kind of just sounded a little bit more of a cautious tone.
Yeah, I just
that you had
to.
About the markets here.
Yeah, I
after
do.
After the big run.
And you know, this is one of those things that is much more gut. I just say we've been up since November.
Yeah.
Bulls make money, bears make money, pigs get slaughtered. If you don't think you've been a pig by taking your cash position up to, say, 10%, which is what we do, which is very extreme for us, then I think that you're making a mistake because you can trim some Morgan Stanley here that we bought a lot lower and feel very good about it.
Yep.
I don't want to just walk around with all the stock that we have as if it hasn't been up and it's just time to start buying. That's not the case.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And Morgan Stanley was up about 4% yesterday. Mentioned on the home stretch, maybe there was one analyst note. There was no real catalyst why it was up 4%. One of the better names in the S&P 500, by the way, on yesterday. So this morning,
top five.
We decided to trim some. It's a very large position, so we're taking some back. Management practiced UPOD potentially with that wealth management margin guide last quarter, which the stock got crushed on. It has recovered all those losses, but they still have to deliver. That remains to be seen.
Right. Join the CNBC Investing Club with Jim Cramer to catch my member-exclusive morning meetings every day at 10:20 a.m. Visit cnbc.com/morningtake to become a member today. That's one word, morning take.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration. Our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.